3, 2, 1. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Rhythm and Wit. My name is David Steele, and today we have a special guest, the music correspondent for Rhythm and Wit, Ken Attaway.
Hi, guys.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming.
Of course.
Yeah, this is exciting. We haven't gotten together to talk in a while, so we've got a lot to catch up on for the local music scene. Mm-hmm. I know you've been doing a lot of, or your interviews, right? Like you've got some stuff in the pipe. Right?
I do, yes. I have about 3 interviews mm-hmm. with 3 local artists that I need to transcribe and write still. Mm-hmm. Much apologies to all those people because I interviewed them in April and I still haven't written them. But
okay.
I'm also in the process of moving right now.
Right.
To the city, which actually means that I can go to more shows and interview more people, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I've been keeping up with you on your social media and following your... When you do post articles, I always have to check them out and try to share them, so I'm excited.
Thank you.
When you get back to it, but I know it's probably a lot of work, and April's not too far. What has that been?
It's been like 2 months.
Yeah. That's probably normal, isn't it? Like, or not really, but... Sometimes, I bet.
Sometimes, yeah. And I overdid it, is the thing. It's like, I get so excited about writing, and then I make it a job, and then I just don't write for, like, 2 months, and then I get back into it.
It's hard to... I bet, too, you want to, like, book a lot of interviews, and you're like, oh, no, I have to actually edit them.
Yeah,
and 100%. You're like, oh, no, that's the hard part. Yeah, that's kind of what I do. I mean, I try not to do that with my podcast and stuff, because it's easy to, like... Yeah, record a bunch of stuff, and then you're like, okay, now I have to go through it and edit it and get it out, which takes a lot longer than actually recording it.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've both been to, not a ton of shows, but it's been a while since we've gotten together, so I'm sure we've got a ton to talk about. I guess I'll start off, because I know that some of the stuff that I have, we were both at anyways, or a lot of my bands that you're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
But the first show I have, I guess, April 12th, I was at the Blue Note, and I saw Am and the Mother Superiors, Space Cowboy, and Lunar Division.
You introduced me to Space Cowboy, and they are
so
good.
That was one, because we saw them a couple weeks after that show at... Nor Music Festival, so that's why I wanted to put this on there, because I knew you'd see them. Space Cowboys.
Oh, they were so good. Like, just the energy that they brought into the room, like, it was in Red Brick, and Red Brick is always, like, a very hard venue to perform in, I feel like.
Yeah.
Just, like, hearing that from other artists and, like, seeing it, and there's just not a lot of people paying attention, but they really, like, drew the crowd in, I feel like.
Yeah, so. They played, because they had played at midnight on Thursday night,
mm-hmm.
which was awesome, I thought. Just, I mean, it's not... best time slot, but it's a cool time slot.
It is, 100%. And there was, like, so much going on, and, like, people came in to just to see them.
Right,
like,
a lot of, it was pretty good. It wasn't, you would think maybe that would be a slow time, but it was pretty busy in that bar for sure. They had been picking up a lot with shows, so they had played at the Blue Note, and I got to see Am and the Mother Superiors. Have you ever seen them? Oh,
have not. I've heard of them, though, and I've been wanting to see them.
They've been around for a long time, or at least the couple, the main couple, husband and wife in that band, is the main songwriters, but they've been doing it for over a decade, I think, as this group, too. So different lineups with bass players and drummers, but overall the same sound, very blues rock. You know, which I like, but it's kind of the psychedelic blues rock, kind of the 60s. I mean, the first time I had, or one of the first times I had seen them, I guess, after, I can't even say that, because I'd seen them, like I said, 10 years ago, but it was probably about 5 years ago, and I hadn't seen them in a long time, and they had, were playing at Speakeasy, and they were playing their set, which was awesome, and it's like their style, right? And but then they played a cover of White Rabbit.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small, and the ones that mother gives you don't anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing
I love White Rabbit.
And like that song, when they played that, it was so perfect for their sound, because that's their style. Like that song encapsulates everything that they write, in my opinion. Like, that's why I tell people about it. It's like, if you like that song, like, listen to this band, because they have that. Like, that's what I mean, like, that 60s. I love just Jefferson Airplane
Me
style
too.
of psychedelic rock, for sure. So that's one. They're one of my favorite bands, hands down, like local bands, for sure.
Them, I'll have to catch
Space
them
Cowboy,
soon.
Too. And they play a lot. They played at Norman Music Festival, which I didn't get to see them there. I think they were, like, on the other side of the place, so I'm like, I had to miss it, but I'll catch them again. I'll definitely let you know the next time.
Please do.
I go, because, yeah, they play quite often. Space Cowboy. That they're one of these. I mean, they're also in that same style. They play with them in the Mother Spirits a lot too.
Okay.
So because it's a similar head, but they're a little heavier on the rock and kind of the country. I don't know if you want to say that, but they like to say it's like a punk, country punk or something like that.
That makes sense for them. Yeah.
So, but super loud. That's what I was impressed by, how loud
the energy was amazing.
Yeah. So I think it adds to that power, for sure. And then Lunar Division, they're one of my favorite bands. I saw them probably like, because leading into that, of course, they played at the Blue Note April 12th. And then I think a week later they had their release show. Or maybe it was a week before, anyway.
I follow them and I heard about their release show.
Yeah, that was at Resident Head. I was there. We interviewed them. We have a video up.
with Check it the band. Out.
Yeah. Which I want to do more of. That was such a cool idea. I was like, I can, what if we interviewed them before the show at the venue? Mm-hmm. So I want to do that more often.
I'd love to help out.
For sure. Like, one, it'll make sense. I'll find a show and be like, that one we have to do. You know, it's just for them, it made sense. It was their release. You know, it was like perfect. So that was really, really fun. So yeah, I saw them at the Resident Head, Blue Note, and at Norm Music Fest. They played that Saturday. Seeing them a bunch lately. Love those boys. So let's talk about Norm Music Fest real quick. Did you see any shows before then that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I saw the Opalus Sessions that we talked about, which I think was back in March.
That was, what was the bands in that?
It was Cherry Laurel and Liquid Girlfriend. And when I tell you I was blown away, I was blown away. I had never seen Cherry Laurel before. Did such an outstanding job. They're very put together, very professional, and I really like, I eat that up when I see it in the music scene.
Right.
And like, obviously, like, not everyone is gonna have like a producer or a company that they work with,
right.
But and there's amazing artists that still do that.
Yeah,
but
I think even still, you can do a lot to make yourselves look professional.
Exactly,
it doesn't take, you know, anyone else to, you know, you might. The thing is, if you don't know, I think that's the key.
And there's so many, like, just solo artists that are doing amazing things. One of my friends is about to release an EP soon, Kai Davis. So
cool.
I'm very excited for that.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to Cherry Laurel and Liquid Girlfriend. Mm-hmm. They both did an outstanding job. The set in Opalus was amazing. I definitely want to go back to the next Opalus Sessions. I missed the most recent one,
but was that Saturday, right?
Yeah,
this past weekend.
So
did they do anything special with the set or the stage?
So the stage was like as normal as it is in Opalus. What was happening was they recorded every song live.
Okay.
And that's what I was trying to like grasp, like what the idea of Opalus Session was, because like we were talking about it last time and we were trying to like be like, what is this necessarily?
Mm-hmm.
But it was almost like a... What was that thing that MTV did?
Yeah, like Unplugged.
MTV Unplugged.
Yeah,
it was like,
so
just like that. Yeah.
Stripped down type of.
Yeah. And they recorded each thing so then the artist can like put that out on platforms and all that. That's what I grasped the idea was, and I might be wrong, but.
So how was it as a show watching that? Was it different?
Like, it was different, 100%.
Like, it wasn't like a. Were they like stopping and starting and doing that kind of stuff?
They played throughout like a regular show, but there were points where they did have to stop because there was like a camera situation or like a recording situation.
I wish I could do that with all of my shows. It's like, no, everybody stop. The camera's stop. I gotta fix it.
Yeah.
I never get to do that. It's just like, well, that one's not gonna happen. Whatever, but. That's cool. I'm really happy that Opalus is doing that.
Me too.
They've been sending me like press releases. They've been very busy with, you know, just staying, keeping the public informed as much as they can, and doing a lot. I think and I think it's hopefully helping. I mean, they seem to be busy. I know you go there way more often than I do.
Yeah, I go pretty often. I haven't in a minute because I've been bartending like crazy. But
busy work, but yeah, especially on the weekends, it's hard to get out there. I know, but they do a lot of stuff during the week too, which I wish I could get out to.
Yeah.
Just because.
They do like open mics and karaoke and.
This is a cool place to hang out.
It is a cool place to hang out, 100%. I love Opalus.
So, and then Liquid Girlfriend.
They're my favorite Oklahoma band by far.
Yeah. Thank you.
they're just so good. And I fangirled a little bit because the lead singer sat next to me while we were watching Cherry Laurel, and I was like, oh, they're sitting next to me, like, oh my goodness. But I pulled myself together, and they were really chill and they were really cool. So
cool. Yeah. So you got to talk to them at all, like there were any
just
of the band
a little
members?
Bit, yeah. Not too much. I wrote a whole article on it. Actually, it's on my blog.
Oh yeah.
So.
Okay. I don't know if I must have read that one, but maybe I missed that.
It's like a quick read. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the last big one you did, what was the one?
The interview I did before that was Channel Changers.
Yeah, I think I read that one. Because I actually saw a little bit of them at Norton Music Fest.
Yeah, they're
like
good.
One song, or they were ending their set.
Yeah.
And Cherry Laurel, I didn't see them. I haven't seen them at all. But from after you told me about them, talking, you know, I'd never heard of them. But I listened to their stuff and I liked it, so I'll have to check them out too.
Yeah, very much like indie surf rock vibes.
Yeah,
I love that stuff.
Right up my alley for sure too.
100%. It's giving they give Surf Curse a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit, but they also have their own unique sound themselves. So
yeah, and there's like a lot of people in that band, isn't there?
Is two of them are brothers. Yeah. I know that for a fact because I did theater in the past.
Oh yeah,
with them.
That's what you said, you had some connections with them.
Yeah, so they're all super sweet.
That's
people,
great.
So
yeah, that's a good one. I'm sure those two are definitely ones to watch for. They've been busy doing a lot and picking up steam. So let's talk about Norton Music Fest, because it was, I know I was there 2 days. You only made it out Thursday, right?
No, I made it both days.
Oh, you made it,
yeah, because it was canceled on.
Yeah, that was the thing. Nobody made it Saturday.
No, unfortunately, and I didn't make it to the Sunday thing that they were having because I worked tonight. Mm-hmm. It was during the day.
Yeah, that sucks for a lot of people, because I mean I would have loved to go out there too, but it's
Everyone works or has
and
other.
It's like everybody already had other plans or whatever going on that day. So, but luckily they did get to do something.
Yeah, shout out to Opolis for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
100%.
Again, huge. I think they're really definitely one of the ones leading the charge in with music. I think right now, because,
especially with the local scene.
Yeah, so I mean nobody's really picking up that torch, and so I'm happy they're keeping and seem to be doing well. So. Mm-hmm. So Norton Music Fest Thursday, we were there, I guess.
We saw Daily Boy.
That was the big one.
So
I know that
so good.
I had seen them before and I loved them, but you're very excited about seeing them. That was your first time
seeing them? Yeah, it was my first time seeing Daily Boy, and I was starstruck. It was one of the best. I always say this about local. I'm always like, it was one of the best because every show I just keep getting top.
Yeah, but I think that it's not that you say that about, because you probably go to a lot that you don't say that about too.
Yeah.
I mean, it does, you know, but it, when it, there are, I think that it, you shouldn't feel bad about saying that about a lot of people. It's like with comedy, it's like there's so many good comedians in this town that it's like unreal. It's like, and they're as good as people on Netflix. I mean,
yeah,
you know, right here in the States. So it's definitely the case with music. 100%. And I think Bailey Boy is one of those. I mean, they're just always, like, everyone in that band is just an incredible musician.
100%, they're all, and you could tell that, like, they're very close-knit and that they all really care about each other, too.
Yeah,
and I like seeing that in a band.
They have great, great harmonies, like, they all sing, or at least the three guitar players, or Bailey and the bass and guitar player. So they have the three harmonies going, it was incredible. That was really fun because I'd seen them maybe once or twice before, but that was definitely, I think, the best show that I'd seen that they'd put on. Just and at the Opolis, it was just a really good crowd. I guess I had seen S. Reedy.
Beds are insane, right? Do you guys like being in bed? Does anyone here ever have panic attacks in bed? I feel like I heard the same amount of people screaming. I mean, that's the dichotomy, isn't it?
Let's go! Someday you'll find these words about me. Oh, look, a pulse here is dead and gone. Let's stray out our brain and bodies. Let's suffer straight down the narrow line. What would it take to cover my face and leave it to fade?
I'd never seen him before, not him by himself anyways. So yeah, I want to talk about that a little bit because I know you're a huge fan and seen him a bunch. I really liked his music. I like you said, his stage presence, outstanding. I mean, it was, he's very, very like, he's much different, I think, when he's on stage than I expect.
Yeah.
From his online personality, he seems like very, like he doesn't care about stuff, you know, like that cool... You know, but it's like when he's on stage, you know he cares about what he's saying. It's like his passion is there.
100%.
And that's what's very, very cool.
He just got off a show from Arkansas. I work with Ashridi, and he's just a lovely guy. And his wife is just as lovely. They're
super
great people.
Super friendly, for sure, when you meet him in person. But yeah, I think that he does have a, you know, type of personality that he puts out, I think, for when you don't know anything about him. But I think that's
he can really command a crowd, which is like, it's not crazy to me. It's like, wow, you're like commanding this crowd right now. And like, but knowing Sean in my personal life, I'm like, oh my gosh, like you're like very different. Yeah, he transforms into this persona, and I love it. I eat it up. It's so good.
It's awesome. Yeah, he's definitely. I think that's something that happens often. I would imagine. I think that's for me, or did for most of my life. Whenever you get on stage, it kind of lets you be your true self in a way. Whereas, like, so many of us, like, hide that in our daily lives and or hold back a lot of our, what we, how we really, I think, truly feel, for sure. And he's, definitely seems like that one that when he gets on, gets that mic and gets on that stage and, like, he's, like, a different, he is who he's supposed to be.
Yes, 100%.
So, that was incredible to see. It's, like, his music is great. I think his music, to me, is secondary to his... what he is, and like, I mean, that's just my opinion because it's, I'm not super into hip hop at all, like rap at all, but his, and his style is, because that's the thing, I didn't really understand his style at first, but it's like emo rap or hip hop, you know, it's like, which is a weird, it's not weird, but it's, it works, I think.
I think it does work, yeah, 100%.
And he definitely, if it is, if anybody can pull it off, he does.
Yes, he found his niche and he does a really good job at it.
Because it is unique. I mean, you don't see that often. So, but yeah, I wanted to shout him out. Obviously, I saw Original Flow and The Ways. Favorite groups. Have you seen them yet? They're a really, really cool hip-hop group. I'd seen them at Norm Music Fest. They put on a great show because Flo came out. Like, we were there at the main stage in Norm, and it was that Friday night or Friday evening. It was like 7 p.m. Anyways, so we're sitting there, and the band's on stage, and some music starts playing, and we're looking around, and we don't see Flo or anyone. It's like, where is he at? And then all of a sudden, the drum line comes from behind, and he's leading in the front of the drum line and starts off the song. Cool. And then is in the crowd, and just like, he starts off one of his songs, and it was just so cool. And like, I was lucky enough just to be there and like had my camera rolling. It was a really cool experience for me to see that, and kind of, I definitely felt like I was a part of it. Not only because I was like trying to capture it, but it was like he was there with us. It was so like in the crowd. It was cool. Of course, then he got up on stage and the band took over and did their thing. But that was such a cool show. I think they got cut short a little bit. They maybe didn't play the whole set, but it was a good show for sure. I think I want to see them more because I think that. Oftentimes, that when I've seen them too, sometimes it'll just be Flo, it'll be him and the DJ, or just be kind of paired down. And because they played at Paseo Arts Fest.
That's cool, prison pipeline, voodoo vision, night grind. Ain't no prison like time, jumbling, mumbling, messages crumbling, directing your ignorance, and don't that feel humbling? Down with the system, and we ready and be rumbling.
And the drummer, was sick. Oh, you didn't miss the whole weekend, huh?
Which
that was a fun weekend for sure.
I normally go every year. Mm-hmm. It's such a cool festival.
Yeah. But yeah, when he played out there, the drummer was sick, so it was just and it was just like not disappointed because he's also in that. I think in that, just he's there with the audience. Mm-hmm. It's like his band is obviously doing their thing, but it's just whenever you watch him, it's just him and the audience. I think that's what it's like, the focus, and it's just so, I don't know, it's something about him. I think it, some of, like I said, some of these people out here, they're just making music and doing the thing. They got it, I think. And I think it's unfortunate that we don't have the kind of opportunities for them to really shine all the time in places or whatever. I don't know, but they're there. It's like he's there every time, like him, S. Reedy, they're always at the big, on the big stages, so they're getting opportunities, but it's just, I feel like it needs to, they should be bigger than they are.
Yeah, that's how I feel know.
Too. So, I guess one more band I wanted to talk, was there any more from that weekend that stood out?
I straight up don't remember Friday Norman Music Fest at all, if I'm being honest.
I was there Friday, but I guess I didn't think you had made it out there. But
I made it out later in the night. Yeah, I was there till like 1 a.m.
Yeah, I guess I had probably.
But I had worked, I think.
I might have left before you even showed up. But anyways, I guess, because that was pretty much it for Thursday. The last band I saw, Bad Athlete. Have you seen them yet?
I've heard of them and I've been wanting to see them.
Really? Yeah, they don't play as much as I'd like. But I've seen them at least twice now. They were really cool. They played at the guest room, behind Guest Room Records, mm-hmm. in the alley.
The Grace Street stage.
It was cool. I mean, I wish they were on a bigger stage at the festival, but they played great. I mean, it was a fun time too, and a bunch of kids were running around out there, and it was a fun set for sure.
That's awesome.
I love them. Like I said, they're one of my favorites, kind of the 70s, kind of inspired glam rock.
I know Gavin Taylor and the Muffled Sirens performed, but I didn't get to see them, but shout out to them because
they at Norm Music Fest?
They played earlier in the day, I think on Thursday.
There's just so many bands, like I saw a bunch, and like I made a whole video of it.
Check it out.
It got a lot of views, so a lot of people have seen it, which I was happy with, because it was interesting when I put it out. because I wanted to do so much more. I don't know that I think we talked about trying to do interviews with some of the bands, which next year I'm going to try to plan it better.
Yeah.
Try to set it up schedule some interviews with people out there and do that. But what I ended up with was still really cool. So I felt like I just had that camera on the whole time, just walking around, filming everything. And I came back and I was like, I was kind of bummed. I was like, I didn't get any interviews or do anything really, but besides just film a bunch of stuff, which I put it together and I was like, this is a cool thing. I don't know. It's just like kind of, if you watch the whole thing, it's like an hour, a little over an hour probably. And just, it's almost like one person's perspective. Obviously there's so many things going on that I missed a bunch, you know, you can't possibly see everything. But it's like, I think I got to see a bunch of cool stuff and had a cool little showcase of it. So
that's awesome.
So
I want to talk about this crazy show I went
to. That's what I was gonna say. Well, that's it for Normie the Fest. So what's the next show you wanted to
I went to a show about 2 weeks ago, and so I went in, okay, let me tell y'all. I went into my regular smoke shop that I go into, and the owner is like, are you coming to our show tonight? And I was like, y'all have a show? And I was like, I'm a music journalist, like, of course I'd love to come. And then he was telling me all about it. He was like, there's going to be cars, there's going to be models, there's going to be a rave, there's going to be rappers. And I was like, this sounds crazy. I have to go. And so I show up with my friend Ben, and there are sports cars throughout this entire parking lot. It's like in a little strip mall.
Is it Norman?
It was in Norman. It's Norman Smoke and Vape. Shout out to them. they put on a cool ass event.
That was awesome. Yeah.
And I got a lot of photos of the rappers. Could not tell you any of their names because
They're all local guys.
They're all local, but they were all super cool. And like they each did about 3 songs each, and then they would switch off.
That's really cool. That's right. I like that. I don't go to enough like hip hop or rap, especially like local stuff.
That'd it was cool. One of my first ones, and it was sick as fuck.
But
like it was cool.
It's like such an easier thing. Like you could have a ton of people do stuff, whereas bands. It's very limited. It's like you change out all the gear and stuff. It takes forever. But like rap, and it's like comedy too. I love comedy shows because you could have like 4 or 5 comedians and be done by an hour and a half.
It was quick. And then they had like a rave afterwards. So they own the dispensary, the boba shop, and the smoke shop.
All next to each other.
Yeah, they're all next to each other. And then they like put on this giant event. They just had another one. I think it was like a women's car meet, which was really cool. I didn't get to go to that one because I was working, but like it was just such an amazing event. They do it once a month, so check out Norman Smoke and Vape on Instagram, and I'll get the correct one to put.
For sure, I definitely want to check them out and shout them out.
It's a really cool event that they do, and it's completely free.
Yeah.
Besides the rave part, but like.
Yeah, but that's like indoor, so.
Yeah.
That sounds like a cool like block party outside.
Yeah, it's a giant block party.
Especially like for the summer, you know.
Yeah, it's perfect for the summer, yeah. And there's just so many interesting people and cool people, and the rappers were all super sweet to me. And like posed for pictures while they were performing, and I was awesome. Like, this is great, like, this is a great environment. So,
cool
shout out community. To them for sure.
So, do you think they're all from Norman or most
A lot of them are from OKC?
Oh, yeah,
I think I'm pretty sure. And they came down to Norman in these giant sports cars, and they like pull up in the parking lot and they get out. I felt like I was seeing they're like well known, but I was like, I feel like I'm seeing like Beyonce or something, like this is crazy.
Famous. That's cool. Yeah. That sounds like fun.
It was so much fun, yeah.
So okay. So what else after that? Was there any more bands any new bands that you've seen?
Yeah, I recently went to Sailor and the Dog to see Pineapple Willows and Bailey Boy perform. Those were the two I went for.
Oh, damn, Bailey Boy was there too.
There were two other bands. Electric Sunrise and Confined to a Singular Form. And they were both outstanding.
Oh, what was confined to a singular form? I think Don had played with them briefly or was playing with that group at one time. So I remember him telling me about them a while back. But what genre was it?
They had strings. Mm-hmm. It was a very interesting, like,
a mix of genres.
It was a mix of genres, yeah. For sure. That's and cool. Jarvix was there see them as mm-hmm. well, because they just released an EP, so check it out, please, because it's good. And it's like Jarvix was describing it to me, and he was like, it's like a thing about grief, like a story about grief.
Yeah, like that's the overall theme.
Yeah. Cool. And they did an amazing job. The strings, I love seeing strings with, like, instruments that you don't normally see, like a cello and violin with. And
Like in a more rock band.
Yeah, there's like drums and a bass and guitar, and then there was a piano. They had a really cool setup, and it was very professional as well. And the lead vocalist, I don't know their name, but they were amazing as well. Just such an angelic voice, you know. They really did a great job. And I always love seeing strings. There's this artist, Angel Olsen, who's not local, but she does, like, string instruments in her set. Cool. And it's, like, she had a country album recently, and she still had, like, string instruments. Yeah. And, like, it was so cool. I love when people add that to an album.
Yeah, that definitely has a lot of... I like that, too. And you don't see it enough, I think. But it's hard, obviously. Yeah. I like to do... Like, I make fake strings and stuff all the time on, like, production stuff. But it's, like... I just like that sound that it kind of fills in the chords and stuff. Because you can do it with some keyboards or, you know, piano chords. Mm-hmm. If it has long sustain, it has a similar effect for sure. But yeah, having a real string player is like impressive to
it's
do
so
live
impressive.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then Electric Sunrise. Really good as well. They were like a heavier rock fronted by a lady, and she was amazing. And great vocals. Yeah.
You don't really see a lot of like female fronted like rock bands.
No, and I love seeing it. Mm-hmm. I genuinely do. It's what we need in the industry.
Yeah, I think it's. I mean, obviously there's a ton of examples, but locally I don't think it's.
I don't see a lot.
Yeah, like
it.
I said, that's like even the most superiors. More of a blues rock, but I'm talking about like the more just classic or traditional type of rock.
Yeah.
That's cool. So then how is Pineapple Willows, obviously?
Amazing, as
they
usual.
They have a new drummer now, so
yes.
How is he?
He was great. He did a great job. I was photographing for them. Mm-hmm. And I got some really good pictures of him, and his name is Andy. Yes.
I haven't met him, but...
He was really sweet, and Dylan and Dante are also the sweetest people ever, so just a good group of guys.
I think that they played with him at Paseo.
Yes, they did.
Which I missed, which was dumb, but I should have went, but I was supposed to be here doing a podcast, and we didn't, and then that got canceled, so I could have went, and I was, like, mad, because, like, I don't know, he said it was a... not the best show, or at least they had some technical issues. It was kind of not the best.
It's hard with an outdoor venue, you know, like with those technical difficulties.
So how was, they did well. How was the turnout, I guess, the show overall? I was very curious to go to that because Sailor in the Dock hasn't done music, I think, since last year. And I don't know, I hope it went well because I want them to do it more.
Turnout was okay. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's the biggest turnout I've ever seen. It should have been. A lot of people came for Electric Sunrise.
Mm-hmm. But they wanted to check them out.
And then they kind of left after that.
And
I wish they would have stayed because Bailey Boy and Pineapple Willows are amazing. All those bands are amazing.
Yeah.
They're so well done.
Really good lineup.
It was a great lineup for sure, and there wasn't a lot of people near the end of the show, but it went pretty late. It went till like 11. So
I hope, like I said, I think it's. I like to see people doing things in different places too. Like I think that we can do music in different, you know, it doesn't have to have an actual stage if, you know, if you have a PA and a court. I mean, we do it right here almost every year and have a great show.
I love the house shows so much.
So it's like, it's, you know, but I think it's a lot to do with the promotion and to, like I said, just Sailor and Doc, I think, struggles with anything that's late.
Yeah.
Because it's
all the shops are also closed too, and I feel like that can draw people
in. It's not necessarily that type of venue, a late type venue. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. But
it was a cool venue for sure.
Oh, yeah. Because they do an open mic there on Tuesdays in that room too. So, and it's kind of the same thing. It's never, you know, there's, it's kind of usually, you always think there should be way more people there because that place is so big. But that place is really cool. That was their first time visiting that.
Yeah,
place.
I had never been over there in OKC ever. Yeah. And so
it's kind of a newer area. Well, obviously, it's been there for
ever.
100 years, probably. But like, they're renovating a lot of newer things, are opening a lot there. So
I've been wanting to go to the floating bookshop, which I didn't even know was right next door. And I was like, well, now I know where it's at.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, because you've seen them online. Mm-hmm. They're really cool. They do a lot of really good social media marketing.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and there's Honey and Honey, the coffee shop in that place, too. This is really good. But they're always closed. They close at like 4 or 5. So It's hard to catch them unless you go. They do a lot of cool markets, so you'll have to go when you're in the city too. Stop in there on Saturdays, and they'll have like a lot of Saturdays. They'll have art markets or like booths people set up with their art, and obviously all the shops will be open and stuff. But yeah, so last show I went to was Say Arts Festival. I saw Original Flow and DJ D-Rock and the saxophone player. That was really cool. It was interesting because, like I said, their drummer was sick. And then my friend Daniel, who's a guitar player in that band, he was there too. But they just stripped it down. If the drummer couldn't play, he didn't play either. So I was like, but it was an interesting vibe.
See, I'm living in society where nothing turns to ashes. Even simple concepts seems to our masters. I'm grabbing this mystery vividly, making this imagery, living me filled with pain, but wait, the liability is killing me. Villains that be never fitting in grief. Force into religion, but you gotta have belief. More already underwear, divisions and glares. But you try to disagree, but your hope is a scare. It's worse than the apocalypse, it cannot be compared. I'm throwing it in.
I felt like it was just a more intimate in that way, because he's just a lyricist too, so it's like it's like whenever he raps or he rhymes, it's just like poetry. And, you know, that's what, and if it's just acapella, I mean, that's what it feels like a lot, and that's what he does a lot of the times. He'll do that by himself or just with very minimal setups, but this setup was interesting. I was disappointed because I wanted to see the full band, but I still had a great time, and he still did a great job. And then, of course, like I was telling you earlier, one of my favorite artists, local artists too, Cheyenne Marie. Fest. She was at Paseo. She was at the Pride 39th Fest. And played there. She's incredible. I think she's got she's got a lot of really good original stuff, but she does her covers. She's got a good mix of like covers and originals. So like when you watch her perform, it's like it's such a good show because it's very, I think, paced well, where it's like she'll start with a cover, maybe a popular cover or something. And then do, you know, original or two, and then do some, but the covers she picks are, I think, are really well, you know, style to her music. Like, mm-hmm. one of her, she actually has this release, but she did a cover of Get Lucky, Daft Punk. He does such a good job of it. And like, and to where like, when I hear, when I think of that song, I really think of her version. Mm-hmm. Personally, more so than the other one, because it's, and her singing it versus, was it Pharrell in that song? Mm-hmm. Male vocalist versus a female vocalist. Mm-hmm. I think it changes a lot in that song, or just the feel of it. And she's just such an incredible vocalist and just writer and music. She's a music director for like stage, you know, performances, like musical theater.
That's so awesome.
So she's incredible. Like, I'll definitely have to get you. Well, we'll see her at Pride for mm-hmm. sure. And I think you'll really, really like her. And she's super friendly. She's like, actually, I feel like a friend of mine. Like, I've seen her a bunch and always love taking her photo. And I just can't say enough about Cheyenne Marie. She's one of my favorites. And just, it's very soul, kind of R&B vibes, which I
like that.
Yeah, and we don't see a lot of that original too. So I guess that's it. I don't know, what else you got? Anything? Anything I guess you're excited about?
I'm excited for Pride, of course.
Yeah.
So there's gonna be a lot of good artists there. Be sure to go check it out.
Yeah.
And be respectful, of course. And
let me pull up the calendar, actually.
It's the Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, so the 28th is Friday, so the 28th, 29th, and 30th of June, and that's at Citadel Park. Have you done any other Pride stuff? You didn't go to the 39th, did you?
No, I've just been working a lot, so I haven't had an opportunity.
And then, well, this Friday is going to be Plaza District Pride Art Walk.
I am taking off that day.
I don't know, really. They're going to have stuff going on, I'm sure, but...
I tried to go last year, and I just couldn't find parking, and so I left, but...
Oh, for the... Because I don't know if it's... I mean, it's just their monthly art walk, which is the Pride, but so mm-hmm. there'll be a lot of people out there. Yeah, I don't know. It's not like a huge, huge festival or anything, but... I don't know, I might try to, if you go out there, let me know, but mm-hmm. I'll be at, put a cork in it, Bricktown Winery, mm-hmm. this Friday, June 14th, and put a cork in it, Nick Campbell Comedy, is putting on a show. This show is going to have the headliner, Katie Style, featuring JJ Wood, our friend, and a guest spot by Cody Freeman, and that's hosted by Nick Campbell Comedy. Go to follow Nick Campbell Comedy and get tickets, because that show often sells out. So I mean, if you want to go and show and you think you're gonna get tickets the day of, you might not get so lucky. So get tickets for that if you can. Also, let's see, Saturday, June 15th, we have Michael Murphy's Dueling Piano. Is going to have comedy night, and this is put on by Curtis Newsome and hosted by Curtis Newsome. And it's going to have Tyler Barris, Nick Campbell, Pat Ferris, and a mystery guest.
Ooh.
So it looks like somebody dropped out and they haven't replaced them yet. $15. It's June 15th. Doors at 6:30, show at 7. And that's at 119 East California, downtown, right next to Puerto Corconet, our favorite place. We have to go out there for a show one night. It's a great time, great place for comedy. Mm-hmm. Michael Murphy's, I don't know, but Puerto Corconet, because it's just, and they have great wine. Do you drink?
I love wine.
Yeah, wine. Yeah. Wine, very, they do their own wine, and it's really good, and really just a fun time for comedy, I feel like, with that, that room. So Yeah, you have to experience that thing too. Mm-hmm. One of these, because he does these a lot there. So that show. Then one more show I wanted to talk about is it's gonna be that same Saturday, June 15th. It is Mycelium Gallery is having their monthly spotlight artist opening reception for Barclay Howarth, my friend, who's been on this channel. She's helped me do some interviews. She's a visual artist. She's having her spotlight artist show June 15th. It's a ticketed event for $10, but that's for the opening reception, and so it's kind of a big deal for her for sure, which I'm very excited to see what she's done. She's been very hard, working hard on everything for the show, so I'm sure she's going to be relieved once it's over too. So it'll be fun. Come out to that. Mycelium Gallery, 2816 North Pennsylvania in Oklahoma City. What else you got? Anything?
I found the correct date for the Juneteenth.
Cool.
It's June 15th. I think it's all day.
Yeah.
On Northeast 23rd Street. I think they shut down the
yeah,
street.
Yeah, block party
so.
Deal.
Yeah.
So are you gonna make it out to that?
I will try my hardest to make it out to
Let's
it.
See.
What day is it? Actually, I work.
Oh, that's this Saturday.
I
damn
do
it.
Work. So, please go.
But yeah,
don't
sure.
be like me and
yeah.
work.
Especially
go.
To see the, like I said, the music. I'm sure there's gonna be some interesting and good music out there.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
A lot of like people don't even know what Juneteenth is. That's no. like something that I mean, I'm thinking about doing something with some of my friends, like Ray Burris. She's a friend of mine that's a comedian, improv actor. She invited me to their Juneteenth thing, and I might do something or talk with her over here and just spread the word about Juneteenth
yeah.
and kind of.
It needs a lot of love.
I
feel
think
like.
That yeah, like I said, people that and they, there are things that they do and to celebrate and mm-hmm. go and celebrate. They want people to come, everyone to have you know have a good time and like it. Because I did that Black History Month video mm-hmm. like in February, which was interesting because I just thought it's another thing that's like people don't talk about enough.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something I learned. Doing that video was like, this is the real thing that people, you know,
mm-hmm.
people need to celebrate. So
mm-hmm.
come out for Juneteenth. This is a great month of June. We have Pride and Black Pride, Gay Pride, Queer Pride.
All of the above. Yes.
So, and lots of music incorporated into all
yes.
those things.
That's
which is the best.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, well, I guess that's it for this week. Thanks for coming, and I like doing these. Obviously, we'll try not to wait as long to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But
we'll figure it out.
It works, I think, because, you know, you see, after, like, every 3 months or so, I
mm-hmm.
think it's like we'll have a lot to talk about
yeah.
in that time if we do it like that. And then, like I said, definitely want to get, hopefully maybe do it on Pride weekend, and try to do a video with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then, of course, follow Kenna on Instagram. Is that your main platform?
Yeah, it's my main platform. it's Kattaway, Kattaway.
Mm-hmm.
And also, my blog is back up.
Yeah.
It was down.
Oh, no.
So, because I got a new card and forgot to fix the payment
yeah,
and
they're...
got lazy. So, it's back up.
It probably
read
wasn't.
My old work and mm-hmm. new work will be coming soon.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
And that's linked in my Instagram bio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on getting a domain name.
Yeah,
so.
That's the best thing is you can just shout it out. Go to
yeah.
Whatever the name is.
Working on it.
I need to get something like that for this channel, too. To be, I mean... It's easy to just say YouTube, you know,
mm-hmm.
and find us there or whatever, but it would be nice to have. But, all right, well, thanks for talking to me about music, and we'll see you again soon on the channel, and yeah, follow Kenna, read her blog, and we'll see you again on the next one.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. All right, cool.